Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the University of Minnesota Duluth women's hockey team, Shannon Miller, joining us. And the news broke in mid-December that UMD decided not to renew your contract along with your staffs. Take us back to your initial reaction. I know I was shocked.
Yeah, we're very sad about the situation, and obviously we were shocked. We were told that, you know, we needed to win more. We were told that the university was in a huge budget deficit and struggling financially. And so we made changes on my coaching staff. We made changes with some of our players, brought in some more talent for this year and kids that are more accustomed to, say, a Division I schedule and wanting to be the best they can be. And so we took care of our part of it, the winning piece. The day they called me and told me they weren't renewing my contract or the contracts of my assistant coaches, we had won 12 out of our last 13 games, and we were ranked number 6 in the country and number 3 in the WCHA, only behind Minnesota and Wisconsin, which have considerably more resources than us, as everybody knows. And so we've been having a great season. And so when I was called into a meeting, I obviously thought I was being called into a meeting to figure something out, a win-win situation with regards to the financial problems the university's in, how we could do our part to help. And instead, they just called us in and said, we're not renewing the contracts of you or your assistant coaches. And the reason they gave me was strictly financial. Mm-hmm. And I asked them about that several times. And within the following days of that meeting, I asked them the same question several times. And before the press release went out on Monday night, and they said, no, it's just for financial reasons. So, yeah, we're really sad that that's the approach that they've taken. And who wouldn't be shocked when you're ranked 6th in the country and you haven't done anything wrong?
What does this say to other young women who want to coach?
Well, there's a few things. First of all, it tells you that the university is not going to make the UMD women's hockey program a priority. And the university can spin it however they want, but that's a very clear message. That is a very clear message that they're not interested in having the dynasty that we have and that we've created and kept up, like I said, being ranked 6th in the country before Christmas. So that's one of the messages. And the other message is, if you can fire an entire staff full of women who are very successful, former Olympic coaches, former Olympic athletes that are winning, that are loved by their team and love their team back, then the people I'm talking to, the civil rights lawyers, the Title IX lawyers, all the people I'm talking to from across the country are saying, then the message it sends is these men can fire women, any woman, whenever they want. And it's wrong. It's ethically wrong. It's morally wrong. It's professionally wrong. And it sends a very, very disturbing message to female athletes and female coaches.
And it's ill-timed. I mean, your players were just going into finals week when this all broke. And I know you met with them at that point. Now that they're back after break and you've got your first weekend of WCHA play here in 2015, what is the mindset of your program right now?
Well, you know, obviously it'd be great to say, hey, you know what, we're just going to park it and go win a 6th national championship for this program. Ultimately, that's what we're going to want to do, but we're still a little bit in shock right now. We have been damaged, and unjustly so, and we have to heal. And so we actually have a really important team meeting tomorrow, and it is about bringing everyone together and how are we going to do this? How are we going to heal, but also compete and be successful and go after our goal of winning a championship this year? Because every Division I team wants to win a championship this year, okay? So we know that, and that's our goal as well. The reason we haven't been able to do it yet is because of the international camps and events that go on. Like Zoe Hickel from our team was with Team USA. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a kid with the Czech Republic, another kid with Switzerland, 3 kids with Team Sweden. And so tomorrow, the day before the game, is the first time we're actually going to have the entire team at practice. So we will have one practice and one team meeting with our full team before we go into competition against Bemidji. And so tomorrow's a big day for us. So that's why the healing hasn't happened yet and the team meeting hasn't happened, but it's going to begin tomorrow as a team, and we're going to do the best we can.
There's so many emotions and so much involved for your team. Obviously, these are crucial wins coming up this weekend. You've already seen the Beavers once this or twice this season already. You split with them. How important is this weekend?
Well, you know, a lot of people are cheering for us and they want us to win. And obviously it has nothing to do with the Bemidji Beavers at all. They are the opponent that we have this weekend. I just don't want my team to feel that pressure. And one thing I am going to say in the team meeting tomorrow when we're all here is that do not feel the pressure of having to win because of what's been done to us. There's a process. And we can't just skip over the damage part and the healing part and just assume that we should just win everything. I don't know what's going to happen. I really, truly do not know what's going to happen. These kids are young, and they've been extremely upset. They are confused. They are lost. They are damaged. So am I. And it'd be a great fairy tale if we could just win this weekend and win the next weekend and just keep winning. And I really hope that happens. But I'm also realistic, and I don't want to put that kind of pressure on the kids because what has happened to them is so unfair and unjust already. I just don't want to put the pressure of winning on them. So tomorrow we'll have a meeting about healing. We'll discuss how we go into our first event and competition on Saturday, and then we're going to just take it one step at a time.